producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends, Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, and Paul and Derek and Dan and David and Ken and all the people who are in this murky state of confusion or not. It's Monday, and that leads us around to being in a murky state of confusion sometimes. Are you confused over who, what, where, when, and why when it comes to Apple and the iPhone ID and the FBI and the information about the San Bernardino, California shooter? Jennifer does a local radio program in Southern California discussing this a lot because a lot of her listeners are in San Bernardino. What do they think? The polling that we've done here suggests that the people who listen to this program across the country and around the world that take the poll, they're really big time on the side of Apple. What do the local folks in San Bernardino think?
It's been kind of split because last week when the story first broke that Apple was saying no to the Fed's inquiry into this or, you know, them asking for this technology, people seem to be on the side of Apple. And that's kind of where I was, too. I know I probably still am to some extent. But what's happened is because it's so close to home, the show that I do, literally our station is less than a mile away from the Inland Regional Center where this took place. And there a bunch of victims have now gotten together asking Apple to please reconsider their stance because they want to know what went on. There's a period of 18 minutes that the FBI cannot figure out what these guys were up to. They don't know who else was working with these people. And it's still kind of a very, very much an open wound for the people of San Bernardino. So the victims and the victims' family have now gotten together over the weekend to write and ask Apple for help. I really think there's sort of an easy solution here, Dougie, and it's something that Apple has done before over 70 times to help the feds, and that is to take the phone, to pull out what needs to be pulled out, and hand that over to the FBI. The FBI wants Apple to develop this code and give it to the FBI. I don't support that at all.
No,
you don't want the FBI
else.
Having that. Right. Nobody wants that. But I think the happy medium here is that Apple just takes what, or I'm sorry,
well,
the FBI takes what Apple turns over to them.
Haven't they suggested they will do that?
You know, I don't know that they have.
I think they have.
That seems to be the most common sense end to this problem, is give it to Apple, let Apple hand over the evidence, give them back the locked cell phone.
But as so often happens in these circumstances, the government says it's our way or the highway. Well, the government's going to lose this because Apple even went to the Supreme Court all the way up and they said you have to do it. Apple's saying, no! We're not giving it to you. What are they going to
and
do then?
The important area here, too, is that there's also the willingness of the owner of the cell phone. I brought this up to you before, Dougie. The owner of the cell phone is the San Bernardino County Health Board.
Health Department,
Health Department. So they own the cell phone. They've said, hey, it's fine. In fact, the reason the FBI is having additional problems with this is in the hours right after the shooting on December 2nd, someone at the San Bernardino Board of Health actually reset the guy's iCloud password. Farouk's iCloud password, because they were trying to allow the FBI to get into the cell phone
which made it worse,
which made the problem even worse.
Yeah. Okay. So we have this conflict.
But
the feds versus private enterprise. Yeah, you don't understand?
I don't understand what they want to what the feds think they can get off of the phone that they can't get by what they already can glean from the cell phone towers.
How would they have done this? Let's say we go back to the 1930s and John Dillinger is shooting things up, robbing banks and stuff, and the FBI is chasing him down, all the Flatfoots, whoever they were. We all know some of the names. And they would chase, they get their man. There were no cell phones then. Do your job. You don't need the cell phone. Yes. Do your job.
This is just such a weird case. And part of it is the behavior of Farouk and Malik right after the shooting. Mm. It's just not, it doesn't make any sense. And that is that most, if you notice some common threads, when we have a terrorist style attack on U.S. soil, most of the people run away. They try to attempt to get away. Mm-hmm. Overseas, when there's a terrorist attack, they're all in, they blow themselves up, they go for the cause. So you either die or you run. And these guys did not do either of those two things. They drove in an L-shaped pattern for a good half hour people are trying to say, okay, were they going to do another attack? Were they waiting to get instructions? And I think that's what the feds are desperate to figure out.
Why? They're dead.
They're
not going to do any more harm. They're dead.
Well, now they are, but who were they talking to is the point. Were they waiting for a call from somebody?
Who was John Dillinger talking to before he pulled his last job?
Do your job.
Yeah. I don't know.
There had to have been a camera every other block in that L-shaped pattern.
This is way
about
control.
Look at that.
Hey, there's a murky state here of rules. I use as an example the conundrum between locals and the feds when it comes to marijuana products. There are states, I was in Colorado this past weekend, and marijuana, all the newspapers are full of stories about marijuana products, the radio stations there that are selling marijuana on the air, the newspapers that have ads for marijuana products. There's a lot of different nuance to this. The radio stations are trying to figure out, because the feds, listen to this, the feds, because the stations have FCC licenses, Federal Communication Commission licenses, the feds say, if you keep playing these marijuana ads, which is against federal law, we're going to yank your license. So what are we going to do? Because there's tons of money in advertising marijuana products. It's like the old business about alcohol, right? You're not supposed to now advertise tobacco products on the air, certain liquor you're not supposed to advertise on the air. But yet that's marijuana being illegal as far as advertising. It's not illegal. It's illegal to, in terms of federal government, to be so. But the states and states' rights and home rule and all that other stuff supersede. Now, this is another one of these things. We're going to go to the Supreme Court. Who knows where that'll happen? But in the meantime, the FCC is wasting your money and mine, threatening these stations. If you don't stop advertising marijuana products, we're going to yank your license. So here we have this conflict again between the federal government, and it's way overextending its reach. And I heard somebody talk about, that was one of the, if you weren't with us earlier, I was talking about these two people at the airport Saturday night. We were watching the results of the primary in South Carolina. And one of them was from Omaha and moderately conservative. The other was from Massachusetts and moderately liberal. They were both moderates, and they were having a good conversation with each other. And they both agreed on a couple of very important things. The government is way out of control. And this is what the commonality in the street. That's why you see Trump on one hand and Bernie Sanders on the other, basically with the same message. These two guys, without any prompting from me, said the same thing. The government's too big, it's bloated, wasting too much money into too many people's lives. It's ridiculous. And so this is what you have. There's another reason for us to be concerned about the federal government and its reach. Why should they tell a local radio station, you can't advertise marijuana products, and if you do, we're going to yank your license? Why should they be able to do that? Is that right? Been in my book. If they want to advertise marijuana products, that's up to the owner of the station to decide that. Just like it ought to be up to the owner. Now, you can say in the public good, the old expression, the public good and necessity mandates that we not advertise cigarette products. Okay, so then why do you allow the print media to have cigarette products advertised in it? You say the broadcast medium can't because you regulate the broadcast medium and you don't regulate the newspapers and magazines. Why can you, this is go further? Why do we allow this sort of stuff to go on the internet? Because it's free. And so now cable channels and YouTube channels have plenty of stuff in them about things that are prohibited by the government because somebody says so. We own this. I don't even know why the federal government owns means of distribution here, other than they say they need this. This goes back to the Eisenhower administration, or that era, when the whole country was all frenetic about the Cold War and the Russians. That's why the interstate highway system was built during the Eisenhower years, because it wasn't for your convenience. It was to make sure we could get armaments and trucks and tanks and stuff between the various big cities. That's why the interstate roadway was built. It had nothing to do with you and your cars. Now it does. But then it was built as a way to quickly be able to get from one big city to another in case of an attack. And the same thing is true with these foolish rules. So the FCC has control of the airways and has since they exploded, the technology exploded in the 30s. Yeah, what are they doing with it? Making a mess of it. Into all kinds of stuff. The FCC is just another example of how outrageously bloated the government has become. Does it make any difference to you, Jennifer, whether radio stations advertise marijuana or not? Mm. If I don't want to buy it, I don't buy it. That's, I mean, right. if they're selling Lexus cars and I don't want to buy them, I don't have to buy them. Or whatever, what do we ever say? Burger King, Richie, this week, right? Burger King.
Yep.
Go, if you want to go to Burger King, here's what the special deal is this week. Don't want to go to Burger King? Don't have to go to Burger King.
Well, advertisements aren't endorsements. I think that's what it comes down
to. As you can easily tell by listening to me talk about some of the people that advertise on this program. that's the way it just seems. Okay, Doug, take a breath. It just seems to be a real conflict here, and that's really what we're trying to, I guess, determine the election, is how do we resolve the conflicts? Can we? Will we? Should we? That's for you to decide, boys and girls. 18 after on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pain crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you. Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times.
Three
times the living room.
Knock, knock, knock.
We are about to play a contest.
For those of you who are new to the program, and in this contest, we set up a conflict. Different artists that have something in common. The conflict is, we know, you have to figure it out. And then you call us at 888-302-3684 for a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. And your work now, should you decide to accept the assignment, is to figure out what these three songs have in common. The first one is by... Richard, did I do a good job explaining? Or you want
you
me
did.
To, okay.
I'm following you.
First song is by the Louisiana Gator Boys called How Blue Can You Get? From a movie called The Blues Brothers 2000. You should not remember who these guys are. B.B. King. Stevie Winwood, Richie.
Yep. How blue.
Eric Clapton, Bo Diddley. Gary U.S. Bonds. Isaac Hayes. Dr. John. Billy Preston. Clarence Clemens. Lou Rawls. Travis Tritt. Grover Washington Jr. Jimmy Vaughn. Paul Schaefer. All on this. Can you imagine all these people? Can you imagine the energy in that room?
That's
pretty cool.
I got goosebumps. I couldn't imagine being
oh my God.
All those people.
How great is this? There it is. And I'll bet you there was no script and no... I bet you this was just all like, oh, hello, let's just take it. Yeah, that's all. Let's take it. What comes? All right. So this is the first song out of three. What do they have in common? Next song by Madonna. Big hit from... Sean Penn.
This was a great song.
This was by Sean Penn.
Was it?
Yep. And she started singing the song. She did it in concert for a long time, and then she stopped. Now she started doing it again.
Singing it again because they're flirting around quite a bit.
Apparently. Yep. All right, so this is Madonna. We take care of that and the Louisiana Gator Boys. Now it's time for Leanne Rimes.
Ooh.
would be the theme.
The theme is a tough one.
Very first single recorded in 1994. I've always kind of liked her. She was 11 years old, by the way, when she sang this. Big hit on the country charts. Went to, I think, number 10 or something. The pop.
Everybody said she'd be the next Patsy Cline.
Nope, not quite. But still good. She's been successful, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think her personal life got in the way of her professional growth.
Yeah.
You remember who discovered her, right?
Who? Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Ed McMahon?
Oh, it was on Star Search.
Star Search, right.
Kid. Yeah, yeah.
With Rosie O'Donnell.
Yep. And what's the Sinbad?
Sinbad.
A bunch of people came out of that.
Yeah, the rest of them.
Yeah. I think, Mary Lou, I'm trying to think of what else came out of it. All right, we've distracted ourselves from the mission here. All these songs, How Blue Can You Get by Louisiana Gator Boys, True Blue by Madonna, Blue by Leanne Rimes. Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home?
What could these have in common?
3023684. What?
Don't blow it.
Yeah, don't blow it. If you blow it. All right, what do we have for time here, Richie? We have 30 seconds.
We're out of time and nobody has the card.
Nobody's on it
yet.
Yeah, well, I think we are having to yank.
So what could consideration. How blue can you get? True blue. And blue have in common with each other.
This is easy because it's Monday. It's Blue Monday. All of the songs have blue in the title. Duh. So you blew it by not having the right answer. You did a nice job.
Get it?
Yeah.
Blew it?
Get it? Got it?
Get it?
Get it on. All right, 28 after Warren Eckstein, the Pet Minute, next on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, selecting the right pet to fit your family lifestyle is really, really important. Expectations. You know, the entire family really needs to sit down and discuss the pros and cons of the type of pet they're considering. It's important to research and understand the type of pet you're going to have before making the commitment. For example, there are certain types of dogs and cats who are more suited to people with allergies. The family makeup is important, too. If it's a very active family, then obviously you're looking for a pet who can keep up with you. With a dog, there are several things to consider. How large is your home? How large is the dog? All of those things are important. Also, remember the lifestyle of the family. For example, if there's joggers in the family and they're going to be running with the dog on a regular basis, well, then it's a good idea to get certain breeds. For example, maybe an Irish Setter or a German Shepherd. Maybe a bulldog's not going to fit into your lifestyle. So take a look at the lifestyle of your family, and remember, your pet is going to be part of that family, so everything should be put together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Good morning, Jane. Wow, you're glowing. You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night.
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea, down on the hills of Mount Calvary.
Doug Steffen, you're Jennifer, you're Rich. This is the Good Day program by friends who watched a little of the Disney thing last night. We have our television report coming up. Jennifer will take care of that. Right now, though, looking at the top 10 talk topics of this past week and the weekend poll at DougSteffen.com, the question is, which of these top 10 items is most important to you? We rank them number one last week, and the survey was the presidential race. Apple was two, situation in the Middle East was three, death of Scalia was four. By the way, I watched part of that when I was getting dressed on Saturday morning. I thought his kid was fabulous.
His son that was the priest.
He was fabulous.
Cool?
Yeah. The rest of it was a lot of hooey. I mean, CNN should be ashamed of themselves. just the stupid, banal stuff that they were saying and overdoing the coverage of it. But having said that, to watch him, and you all know that I'm no religionist, nor do I care, even sometimes for the message, but the way he was so warm and loving, and you could tell what the family thought of their father, and I was warmed. I thought it was fabulous, frankly. I thought he was, and to listen to the bunkum from the rest of them with those robes on, I put all that stuff aside and just listen to the son and reflect on what he said. It was just beautifully done, I thought. And he is to be congratulated. It, not again so much for the message, but the way it was delivered. Mm-hmm. He was composed. He was articulate. He was human. He was thoughtful. And those of you who didn't like him, put all of that aside, because that really wasn't the story here. And the father wasn't even really the story. I thought he was the story. I thought he was fabulous, frankly, and to be commended for the outstanding job he did in putting his father's life into perspective and speaking to the crowd in a way that they would understand well. So, congratulations. Imagine the pressure on this kid. I've got kids, but I think late 40s. But think about, you know, the international audience is watching, and yet he's still...
And your dad died. I mean, that's emotional.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. People in the news. Jeb Bush out. Whether that bothers people or it doesn't bother people, that's, by the way, part of the overview. I'm looking at some of the other things that are on here. Let me just give you the results, the percentages of how people voted on the poll, Jennifer. 29% said the Apple thing was by far the most important story last week, and I think I might agree with that. 19% said the presidential race. Yep, so far I agree. 14% said oil prices. Meh, financial activity maybe. Scalia's death. 9% thought that was the most important story of the week. Excuse me, 6% said situation between North and South Korea, and then it goes down from there. So in terms of what you thought, how did other people stand up with the eye toward Apple and the FBI? I think we've summarized that. I was thinking about people in the news and Tim Cook and how he has said over and over again, and this is what resonates, I think, with most people. We, as Americans, should not have to choose between privacy and security. And that's the message that's winning the day, I think, anyway. Meanwhile, okay, back to Jeb Bush and some of the comments on him dropping out. I think in the trending box at DougStephan.com, we have the focus on this Kalamazoo. Say it again, Doug. Kalamazoo shooter, the San Bernardino Apple FBI dispute, and then the end of the family business, the Bush family business. Jeb may have given it his all, maybe not, but he's done. Henry wrote to us, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. Anytime any other Bush decides to run for president of America, we'll always remember George Bush and how terrible a president he was. I think there's some of that here, actually. I do think that there is a reaction to George Bush, and that's why Jeb had a problem. I don't think Jeb is like George at all. I think Jeb would have been a better president than his brother, and if he'd gotten to the top of the pile, I might have been okay voting for him.
There's just all more about excitement for him.
It's all about the dynasties. I mean,
maybe
I think, you know, Hillary Clinton's having some success, but there's no one really running against her except for the guy who is a socialist. So,
except for the guy who may win.
Right, but there's not like a lot of people trying to take on her name, and I think Bush has that same problem.
I mean,
it's not his time.
No. Grace writes, the surprising thing is that the Bush family seems totally unaware of the sentiment of the American people toward the Bush name. And yes and no on that. Yeah, maybe. But again, I'm telling you, and this same thing is Jennifer just said applies to the Clinton name. That's what Jennifer's saying here.
People are tired. They're tired of government. They're tired of people that they associate
it.
Yeah.
Right.
And you look at the history of the country in the last 30 years, and it's been run by Clintons and Bushes.
Mm-hmm. Tom writes, he made a lot of stupid statements, and several times I was thinking he was trying to lose. Of course, I'm in Florida, so I already know the smarter Bush brother label was actually a crook. Or no, a crock. Excuse me, that was a pretty...
It was kind of sad. I mean, I think, you know, this is a guy, I always look at it from an emotional standpoint, maybe because I'm a girl, and I think, you know, you see your dad do it, you see your brother do it, and you think, I've got to do it too. Mm-hmm. I don't know that his heart was actually in it. I think people are right. I mean, he was awkward up there.
Nobody's heart was in it. I mean, you listen to his audiences last night when he decided he was out.
Play that clip, Richie.
I'm proud of the campaign that we've run to unify our country and to advocate conservative solutions that would give more Americans the opportunity to rise up and reach their God-given potential. But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it. That was all it. That was
well,
it.
Well, it was people going, no.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people there.
I watched it, and I didn't get the awkward moment like it's sounding on the radio. I watched it on TV.
What about 2 weeks ago when he had to ask the people
that
to
was
clap.
Awkward.
Yeah. Marty writes, Jeb looked relieved. He actually looked happy. His nightmare was over.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
He's got this.
He almost cried. I mean, I don't know. I didn't get that relief and happiness. I think this is a guy who really thought he was supposed to be doing this.
Well, Hillary, last time with Obama, figured it was theirs to lose. And
Joanne writes, finally, even though he had his 90-year-old mother out there, which was kind of sad, nothing could help his campaign. He should have listened to her from the beginning. She told him not to run. And so, by the way, did his, well, his father didn't really, but the mother runs that. If you never get the dynamic, in case you ever lost the idea or you didn't know the who really was running the roost, Mrs. Bush, Barbara Bush, the grandmother, mother.
Strong lady.
Is a real tough customer. And, you know, she was never afraid. I always use this as the example. When, during the campaign, George Bush had to say what he did about abortion to get the votes in South Carolina, the more conservative states. Barbara Bush was going around behind him. What are you talking about? That's not what you believe at all. So, anyway, it's a very interesting family dynamic. Yes. Speaking of families, another name in the news, Bill Cosby, or more particularly his wife, Camille. Lawyers for her have filed a motion to postpone her deposition in this lawsuit against her husband. She's appealing a magistrate judge's order. Come on. What are you guys doing with this? I saw a video of him, and man, you think OJ looks broken.
Oh,
Bill Cosby, he can't even walk.
He looks bad. I know.
He's got two people holding on to him while he walks out. Do you think that's for show? I don't sense that it is. It looks to me like he's...
I don't think it is either. No, people have said he's just faking it to gain sympathy, but I think he is broken.
Yeah, right.
He still got his supporters, though, man.
Yeah, he does.
You hear him go, you walk into a courthouse, and we love you, Bill.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
At what point do people
get it?
You know, for me, it was after 20, 25 women came out. I was like, all right.
Right. Something to this.
Now that there's 50, I mean, what? How much does it take for you to...
How do you recover? I mean, you don't recover.
By the way, Jennifer, let me go back for just a second, please. Where do you think the Jeb Bush supporters go, all three of them?
You know, I think it's going to be tough because I think naturally you want to say Marco Rubio, but there is no love between the two of them.
No.
I would guess the people that were just for Jeb and not insiders into politics will probably go to Marco. I think the rest could go to Dr. Ben Carson or Kasich.
Yeah.
I don't think they go, they definitely don't go to Trump because you don't have to be an insider to know there's blood there, bad blood.
What about, was that on the air or off the air? We were talking about Carson in the closet with Cruz.
That was off the air, but there was a meeting apparently that Ted Cruz called with Ben Carson to try to clear the air because, you know, there was the big scuffle in Iowa where Cruz's people told Carson's supporters that he was dropping out. And Carson was legitimately ticked off about it. So Cruz had a closet meeting with Carson that did not go so well.
Mm-mm.
Apparently, they're still fighting. And many people are saying Carson hasn't dropped out. Well, many people are saying Carson hasn't dropped out yet, kind of as a little to Ted Cruz.
And that's the only reason Cruz would care is because he wants his endorsement.
And Carson's people, vote for Cruz. Well, Carson's people would naturally probably go to Cruz because they're both a religious crowd.
Yeah, right. $3 bill. All right, so the next GOP caucus is what, tomorrow, right? Tuesday?
Nevada tomorrow. And then Super Tuesday is next week.
All right, so the Democrats' primaries in South Carolina, they switch. This weekend, it's the Democrats. Last weekend, the Republicans. They just flip around. So the Republicans are in the focus, Nevada, and the Dems in South Carolina.
Well, you know, all the talking heads are saying, oh, Donald Trump's in trouble now because Bush's support. But you know what? You figure how many percentage points of support did Bush have nationally? 4?
Yeah, nothing.
So those people, even if they went all to Marco Rubio or all to Ted Cruz, still wouldn't combine to beat Donald Trump.
Super Tuesday, what does he call it? SEC. Why is it called SEC? Super Election Center. What
Southeastern
is it?
Conference.
Oh, okay. Anyway, thank you, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, caucuses in Alaska, American Samoa, Colorado, Minnesota, and a Republican caucus in Wyoming.
I'm wondering who wins American Samoa. Who do you think the Samoans are going for? That's what I want to know. It's a big question.
They're going to go with Cruiser Rubio.
Let's talk about Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Help reduce premature hair loss and thinning hair by calling 800-525-8319. If you believe me and believe in me, and I tell you this stuff works, and more importantly, even if you don't believe me and you have thinning hair, if you call 800-525-8319 and you use this product as it is demonstrated and as the directions suggest, you will get your hair back unless you have male pattern baldness. Or if you don't, for whatever reason, you get your money back. So you get your hair back or your money back, and it's a very small investment. To get your hair back, wouldn't you want to spend a couple of bucks? I mean, look at the money that people spend to go to Bosworth or whatever his name is. What is it? Bosley. And some of these other hair transplant outfits. Thousands of bucks. Provia is the way for you to go. Try this first before you try anything else. 800-525-8319. Faster results, thinning hair, no harsh chemicals, no bad smell, none of that stuff. Provia is naturally and clinically proven to prevent hair loss. If you're losing your hair, it comes on the brush, goes down the shower stall, wherever it's going, then you want to try to stop that, right? And that's what this does. Opens up the pores, gets the follicles of hair under your scalp to grow back in again. And there are two different types of Provia. When you call 800-525-8319, they'll tell you, here's the regular Super Provia, and then there's the concentrated Provia, which gives you faster results. Enrich the health of your hair. There are all kinds of ways that people, you hear them advertising lots of what seem to be great ideas to get your hair back. This is the best idea I've come across. Men and women love it. Got dyed hair, color, it doesn't make any difference. Call now. Get your hair back, Provia, or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Michael Jordan was addressing a group over the weekend. He said, I missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. Lost 300 games. I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed, and that's why I've succeeded. That's pretty interesting stuff, huh?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, one of my best friends in life, is here.
Aww.
That's true. So there's another, God love this guy, Law and Order, and what he's created. Now he's moved from New York to Chicago.
Why not? You know, there's
Chicago
a lot going on in Chicago.
Police and Chicago Fire, and now Chicago Law, and now there's a spinoff of that. So, Jennifer, what's going on?
Philip Winchester is going to top line the next installment in Dick Wolf's Chicago franchise for NBC. This one's going to be called Chicago Law. He's the first actor cast in the legal drama. It's going to launch, looks like, during the 2016, oh boy, 2017 season. Pardon my smoker's cough just for 1 minute. Amuse you.
Okay, you want me to keep going here? Or you, I think it's fascinating to see what this guy's been able to create and how.
Yeah, the Chicago franchise, I mean, he did all the Law and Order. Dick Wolf did all the Law and Order stuff, yep, all the spinoffs. Yep. And now the Chicago stuff, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, these are great shows that get a lot of viewers. And yep, he's very smart for creating this franchise, because then what he does is he does these crossover events,
yep,
where actors will switch shows. And
from New York to Chicago.
Just so smart.
Yeah, yep, and bring in people. Very, very smart guy.
Also someone who's pretty smart is Tony Danza. Here's a guy who has continually reinvented himself to stay in the public limelight for, what, 30-something years now?
Yep, very likable guy, too.
Yeah, coming back to TV, starring in an NBC show called Sebastian. It's from the creator of My Name is Earl. The guy's name is Greg Garcia. And Sebastian chronicles a guy whose old school Italian values are constantly being tested by his new wife and her family. He, of course, will play the outspoken Italian dad. Not a huge stretch for Tony Danza, but a fun role nonetheless.
Last night, the tribute to David Burroughs, the great television director, who's been responsible for so many great shows, Cheers, Taxi, Friends, and they were all there looking in that audience. I saw Tony Danza because he was in Taxi, and Mary Lou Henner, Christopher Lloyd, all of these great character actors all together in one room to pay tribute to this guy, and nobody knew who he was, really, until last night. And then you think about what this guy has been able to create between that and there was a...
How much culture he's created in this country.
Absolutely.
It's cool.
At the same time on the 60 Minutes, there was a profile of the director of Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. And he was somebody else who's contributed a great deal. You don't know his name. That's what happens behind the scenes. There are a few people like J.J. Abrams who seem to become, and the guy who directed The Hobbit. What was his name? Peter Jackson. Is that the guy?
Sure.
Hobbit and all those other shows. But there aren't a lot of them that become household names.
Mm-hmm.
And Burroughs is one who's been behind the scenes, but yet he's for 40 years been directing TV shows. How old is Taxi? Is like 40 years ago, right? Is that first? I think that's the first
late
one he directed.
70s, right?
Yeah.
70s.
So, but can you imagine all the energy in that room with all those actors and actresses from those various shows?
Had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, right.
Hey, someone who also does a really good job, we've talked about it on the air, off the air, is The Rock.
Yep.
Dougie, he has really figured out how to take over the movie business, making a lot of money.
Doesn't do a good job picking his friends, but other than that, he's okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but he is going to co-host the MTV Movie Awards this year with your buddy and friend, Kevin Hart. You can't stand that guy, I know.
Well, you know what? That's not fair. I think probably as a human being, it's kind of like Barack Obama. I have nothing against him personally. I just don't like his act. I don't like either one of their acts. And then somebody says, oh, wait a minute, Kevin Hart, Barack Obama, you're a racist.
I think the two of them will have a lot of fun together. Kevin Hart and The Rock will
Obama
get into some trouble. The MTV Movie Awards are set to air on April 10th. Now, Vinyl has been getting a lot of attention for HBO. Didn't start in a really big way, but it finished that way. Vinyl is the music business drama set in the 70s. It's going to get a second season from HBO. And the series premiere just sort of exploded last week. No one talked about it, and then all of a sudden, just whammo. Vinyl has been where it's at. It's a creation of Mick Jagger and Martin Scorsese, and it will be back for season 2 on HBO. Which is good news. Also, in the Doug Who Cares department, Ainsley Earhart has been named the new co-host of Fox and Friends. It took him a while to find someone to replace Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who exited the show.
What's going on? I've always liked Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
She wanted to go and take care of her family, be with her kids.
That's what they say when they fire you. When you're fired, you go spend time with your family. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Roger Ailes likes blondes, and
Ainsley is a blonde, by the way. Blonde is in the building.
Well, I don't know. I think Elizabeth has a lot to offer, frankly. The way she's experienced now, she's not a kid.
Maybe she should go back to The View.
What else happened? Yeah, maybe they could use a little help over there. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life.